Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Not Guilty. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What kind of prayer does a righteous man or woman pray? They pray a bold prayer. They pray a confident prayer. What does a righteous man or woman look like, sound like, act like? They look like Jesus. They sound like Jesus. They act like Jesus. How did Jesus operate? How did He talk? When He preached, He preached so confidently and boldly and clearly that the Bible said the people marveled. And they said, man, He don't preach like the Pharisees and Sadducees and doctors of the law. Why? How'd they preach? They preached from intellect and reason and tradition. And it may be, and it could also be, and here's a view, and here's another view, and we don't know, and we're not sure, and none of us could be sure. None of us can really know, but, and Jesus comes on the scene, and He roars like a lion, and He says, it is, and it will be, and it shall. And people are going, whoa. He's not messing around. But here's the thing. He had miracles. He saw healings and deliverances and signs and wonders. Are we to walk in His footsteps? Is there another example we should follow other than Him? Is there a better example? Certainly not. I've had people tell me, and they weren't trying to compliment me, they said, who do you think you are? You're trying to act like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. You know somebody better for me to follow and act like? Didn't the Bible say concerning the apostles, concerning Peter and John and those guys, it said when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. Why? They've been around Him and they started acting like Him. How'd they start acting? They started acting like righteous men. Amen. Like men who are not guilty. Why do you act so intimidated, so inferior, so sin conscious and minded? Why? Because you believe you're guilty. You know all the things you've done. And you know how all the ways you've messed up. And you're conscious of that. If you're conscious of your past, you're not conscious of your righteousness in Christ. If you're conscious of your sins, you're not conscious of Him. And all of us need to hear this, don't we? We need to hear it over and over and over and over until our minds renewed. And we think right and we see right because much of us have heard condemnation preached. More than other things. And it's not that people were trying to do things maliciously. They were condemned themselves and not living free and not living righteous. How do you become righteous? Does anybody know? Romans 10 and 9 and 10. Put it up on the screen for us, please. Thank you. 10, 9, and 10. If you confess. See, some people wonder why we confess so much. Well, y'all are always saying, you always say, say this, say that, say this, say that. Yeah, and it's not going to change.
That's good.
Because when it changed and people got silent, it's when the church got away from the Word of God. It's always been this way. Even though people got away. If you will confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10, this is how you get righteous. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. You believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Let me read something to you from Brother E.W. Kenyon's book. I wrote this down years ago. And you don't hear me always quoting other folks, but I don't think I could improve on the way he said this. And I want to just say it. His little book, Two Kinds of Righteousness. If you've never read that, it's a great little book. And years ago, I read this and wrote it down. I want to just read it to you verbatim. He said concerning righteousness, concerning sin consciousness, he said the sense, I'm quoting him now, the sense of condemnation has given to man an inferiority complex that makes him a coward. It robs him of faith in himself, in man, in God, and in God's word. It robs him. What robs him of this? His sin consciousness. This sin consciousness holds him in bondage. He has no right to approach God. He knows he's not good enough to pray and have his prayers answered. If he does pray, it's a prayer of desperation. That describes much of the church world, doesn't it? As surely as God made Jesus sin, God made us righteous in Him. Oh! In the new covenant, our sins are not covered. They are washed away. The covering of sins is Old Testament terminology. And I know that it's in a lot of hymns and a lot of songs about our sins being covered. That is inaccurate in the New Testament. Our sins are not covered by the blood. Animal blood covered sin because it couldn't wash it away. But the blood of the Lamb... washed away our sins. Somebody say, I'm washed. I'm washed. I'm washed. And that's how you're righteous. You're righteous because you washed clean in Him. The fact, I'm quoting Brother Kenyon again, the fact that Jesus could leave the abode of the lost and go directly into the Father's presence is proof that the vilest sinner can do the same through Jesus Christ our Lord. Was Jesus really made sin with our sin? And did the punishment for that sin fall on Him? And was He in the heart of the earth those 3 days and nights? And was He not raised from the dead, free from all sin, and has gone into the presence of the Almighty and sat down at the right hand of the Father? Yes. Then we can do the same. Because it was not His sin He was bearing and paying. It was ours. Thank you, Lord. I'm quoting Brother Kenyon again. If Jesus was made righteous from all mankind's sin and made so righteous that He could come out of hell and go into heaven, if He, after being sin, could become so righteous that He could go into the Father's presence, sit down at His right hand, and be accepted by the Father, then everyone who accepts Jesus Christ as Savior will become as righteous as Jesus is, because Jesus has made unto us righteousness from God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Put it up on the screen for us. Put it up on the screen for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He, God, has made Him, Jesus, to be sin for us. He didn't sympathize with our sin. He became our sin. Him who knew no sin, He never committed a sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. There's your righteousness, which will never be good enough. And there's His righteousness, which is already accepted in heaven. Your righteousness is what you can produce and earn, and it'll never be enough. His righteousness, you didn't have to lift a finger for. It was given to you as a gift. We've been made the righteousness of God in Him. Let me read this. This is Brother Kenyon again here. This righteousness permits us to stand in the Father's presence without the sense of guilt or condemnation. It gives us the ability to stand in the presence of Satan without the sense of inferiority. If you can come boldly into the presence of God and receive audience of the Father and get your prayers answered and hear Him and receive of Him, if you're clean enough to do that, then you're clean enough to stand up and look the devil in the eye and say, get out of here. And he has to go. Is that right? That's how the righteous act. That's how the righteous talk. That's how the righteous think. They are bold. Bold. As a lion. It's not because they're trying to work something up. They're just completely confident in who they are and who they've been made in Him. And what you've been made is not guilty. Righteous. Whew. Thank you, Lord. One last phrase here. Quoting Brother Kenyon, righteousness means the ability to stand in the Father's presence as though sin had never touched us. Amen. With the same liberty and freedom that Jesus had with the Father as He walked this earth. Glory to God. How do the righteous act? Just like Jesus. He's called Jesus Christ the righteous. Isn't He? How did He pray? How did He pray? I'm so unworthy. I'm so unworthy. I know I don't deserve it, but I'm begging You. You ever hear Him pray that way? No, you don't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Not Guilty, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.